from the prayer Jesus taught his disciples, today we will talk about the holiness and the kingdom, according to Luke, the 11th chapter. Our petitions of Hallowed be thy name and thy kingdom come work together for us in our attempt to understand God and the kingdom of God. First, we understand the name of God to be holy, but what we are asking is to understand how a holy God would allow us to be close to God here in this place we call home. We know we are not worthy of God or God's love. We respond in our conversation with God in relationship with which we know we have no power. It is God who is holy, and in the Spirit of God, we can receive the holiness of God to be part of God's Spirit. Only when God comes to us can we truly be holy. It is God who makes us holy, and we should show God's holiness in the way we love each other. Loving one another the way Jesus shows us how to love can happen here when we put others before ourselves. It is not for us we love our neighbor, but it is to glorify God that we love others. By loving others in the way Jesus teaches us, God's holiness is declared to all. We can see God in those who are compassionate because the Spirit reveals to us the holiness of God. When we say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed is your name, it is the Spirit of God coming to us and loving us and feeding us and sending us to love others. Because God wants us to also be holy, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, makes us holy as a gift. The grace of God gives us another gift we do not deserve or desire. Without the intervention of God, we would not know about the love and holiness of God. Luke is teaching us to pray so we too will experience the holiness of God in its true form of holiness. With the breath of God, the wind that moved over the waters of creation, separating the water above and the water below, the same breath of God, the Ruach, the Spirit in living creatures, separates the darkness and the light. This same Spirit comes to us and gives us life and the ability to have faith and believe in one true God of all creation. This Spirit makes us holy because that is what God wants for all God's children. We know your name is holy, and we then ask God to let the kingdom come. Let the kingdom come to us, so we too may live in the kingdom. The kingdom is the place God is. The kingdom of God is everywhere God resides. When God came as a baby born of a human mother, his name, Emmanuel, means God with us. God came to us in Jesus the Christ, or the Messiah. The kingdom of God is where God is. Then Jesus brings the kingdom to us when he comes to us. In that same sense, God comes to us in the form of the Holy Spirit and enters us to make us holy, but also to bring the kingdom to us. Therefore, we have the kingdom here, now, and on the last day. Jesus told some of his disciples, the kingdom of God has come near when they have shown their faithfulness. God is near when we show the kind of faithfulness that glorifies God. We long for the kingdom, but we have already received the kingdom as a gift. Striving for the kingdom brings us closer to God because we want to enter the place of God. The kingdom seems invisible to us, and when we struggle, like we have been these last months away from the traditional congregation that we call worship, it is difficult to recognize the Spirit of God. God came to us to open a gate of God's kingdom once for all. We call on God to let the kingdom come because we, blinded by all the fear and horror in this world, we are not looking for God. strive to see God by going to those who are hurting, poor, and alone. Bring the Spirit of God to all people, the way Jesus sent the first disciples. Go to the ends of the earth, teaching them everything Jesus taught us, and baptizing all nations, so that they may see the gate is open to all the children of God. Jesus is the open gate that brings the kingdom of God now and on the last day. Amen. Let us pray. God of holiness, teach us to love one another as you let your kingdom come. Send to us your open gate, Jesus Christ. Amen.